This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Mitchell was talking a minute ago about people leaving their jobs. Healthcare specifically for Mitchell, yes, but it is happening across the economy. And one of the things a lot of people who are doing that are doing is starting their own businesses. A record number of new businesses, actually, since the pandemic started. The Census Bureau has been keeping an eye on what economists call new business formation informally for years now. Next month, they are making it official. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains what's going on there.
If there's one economic indicator everyone knows about, it's probably the unemployment rate, right? It says a whole lot about what's going on in the economy, but the concept hasn't been around forever.
We didn't measure unemployment during the Depression. We still don't know with any precision exactly how many people were unemployed.
Betsy Stevenson is an economist at the University of Michigan. She says until the 1930s, the U.S. government could only guess at unemployment levels and excluded women, which meant it was underestimating how bad things were.
The Depression taught us that unemployment is a problem that we need to know about, that we need to measure and address directly.
What gets measured and how has big implications for the economy. And the fast-moving nature of the pandemic demands new measurements, says Ron Jarman, the director of the Census Bureau.
You know, most of our economic statistics have a frequency that just doesn't give that sort of timely lens into how the pandemic is impacting people in the economy.
The unemployment rate tells us what the economy looked like a month ago, but the measure of startups taken from IRS filings for new business licenses gives a sense of what the economy might look like tomorrow, says economist John Haltewanger at the University of Maryland.
It's like the canary in the mine. It's an early indicator of business activity.
The Census Bureau started releasing this data in 2018 as kind of an experiment. As an official statistic going forward, the report might include data on business location and the race, ethnicity, or gender of startup founders. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.